USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of the black man shot 7 times in the back by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, are now saying he's severely injured. They're calling for swift disciplinary action from the police department. Attorney Ben Crump says Jacob Blake's injuries, to most notably his spine, are severe enough to probably leave him paralyzed.
And to hopefully become some resemblance of the man he once was.
Blake's sister, Letitra Weidman, says she has yet to cry because of what's happened. But there are other feelings she has due to many more incidents like this.
This is nothing new. I'm not sad. I'm not sorry. I'm angry. And I'm tired.
The officers involved are on administrative leave as the incident is being investigated. The National Guard is in Kenosha as major protests continue. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
While he prefers officials in acting capacity, President Trump says he's now seeking Senate confirmation for Chad Wolf, the temporary Homeland Security chief. The ACLU's Andrea Flores says he's the wrong man for the job.
Chad Wolf has perverted the agency's mission and turned its federal agents into a paramilitary force.
With at least 7 people dead and more than 1 million acres lost, California Governor Gavin Newsom says his state is facing a critical week against historic wildfires. But firefighters have made some major progress in the 3 large fires in Northern California. CAL FIRE Chief Sean Cavanaugh says there are still many challenges ahead.
We still have some troubled areas that we're still dealing with, and we have still evacuation orders in place. We're lifting some evacuation orders also, so it's very dynamic and changing, especially with the fire behavior.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Louisiana and the southeastern coast of Texas is preparing for Hurricane Laura. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying extremely powerful winds are expected to hit parts of his state when Laura makes landfall on Thursday. As for Louisiana, Democratic Governor of Louisiana John Bel Edwards says,
this has the potential to be the strongest hurricane to hit since Hurricane Rita. And it happens to be taking, at least for now, a very similar track to Hurricane Rita. So we should all be very, very careful.
Florida teachers are celebrating an important win in court. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Florida teachers worried about returning to the classroom during the coronavirus pandemic won a legal battle with Governor Ron DeSantis, who wants to reopen schools by the end of this month, declaring that the state essentially ignored the requirement for school safety by insisting teachers resume in-person education. Leon County Judge Charles Dodson ruled in favor of the Florida Education Association's lawsuit. The Department of Education's order, which was issued July 6th, overrode local school boards' rights to operate their own schools, according to Dodson. Dodson also noted that after Hillsborough County, on the advice of local health expert, voted this month to delay reopening for 4 weeks, it was threatened with the loss of $23 million in monthly state aid by Education Commissioner Richard Cochran.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.